Thank you for our wondrous and beautiful and loving Savior, our precious Jesus. In His name we come boldly. Thank God we know that we're accepted in the Beloved. Thank God we know that You delight that we're praising the name of Your Son. How could we not with how beautiful He is? Lord, how magnificent and lovely is the Lamb of God. And someday soon, hallelujah, behold the Lamb of God. Oh, and Lord, may we just take it in, because the Lamb's going to have a wife. And His wife has made herself ready. And Lord, thank You that we dance before You in spirit today. We're so grateful for what You've done. Hallelujah for what You're doing. And Lord, thank You again that Your work, hallelujah, is grace in the people of God. Lord, help us to grow in this love this morning. Help us just to really tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction this morning. God, You have something important to say. You always do, because it's always Your word. Thank You how You speak to us. Thank You, God, that You've given us an ear to listen to what the Spirit saith. Lord, help us to have faith. Thank You, Lord, for this time. We give You the praise and honor and thanks and glory for Your magnificent One. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're going back to Romans chapter 11 this morning. We've been here the past couple weeks, and I believe the Lord has so sweetly visited us with some depth and things that, praise God, have always been there, but isn't it wonderful as He enlightens the eyes of our understanding in His love to us? But we'll begin reading Romans 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. And I believe by God's grace, we've visited some heights in this, but we're going to the top today. Hallelujah. Of Him, through Him, and to Him are all things. I mean, that's immense. I mean, that, you know, your mind just exploded. If you really think about that, it's just beyond. But praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. The best part, as we're beginning to know, is the individually of what we are. And He is of Him and through Him and to Him, to Christ. A couple weeks back in 1 John 4:6, it was so intimately concluded, we are of Him. If you're a child of God today, you are born of God. You're born of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. You're His. Now are we the sons of God. And as John so sweetly said, and he was delighted to say it, we're of Him. We're of Him. Don't doubt where you're from. You're of Him. Praise the Lord. And then last week, praise His name, the culmination of the power, praise the Lord, that we can do all things. We can do all things through Him, through Christ, who strengthens me. See, there is nothing that you will ever face in your life. There is nothing that you're facing today that the way of escape has not already been made. There is nothing that will ever face you that you're not more than a conqueror through Christ who loved you. You go figure out what more than a conqueror means. Let me tell you something. It's going to take the ages to come to tell you that one. But that means it don't got a chance. I don't know how to explain it. But mountain be removed. And hallelujah. By faith, it's already gone. By faith, praise God, by His stripes, ye are healed. Amen? Amen. But brothers and sisters, we're going into something today that, you know, you think, brother, how could it get any better than that? But you know, I wake up every morning just like you do, and that's just Him. And he ain't showing off. It's just who he is. He's always better, praise God. It's just awesome. That's our Christ. But brothers and sisters, today the to him, I believe, if you're visiting here today, if there was a sermon by his grace to listen to, I don't believe it's going to be more than at least 3 hours. No, I'm just teasing. It might be about 30 minutes. Ask the Lord, Lord, let me have an ear to hear. Let me listen to this. This is not just because it's the sermon. It's because it's the Word of God. Please know that. But brothers and sisters, we're going to listen to the marriage proposal of Jesus Christ today. What He wants you to be to Him. I can testify to you by grace. It's the motivation and it's the reason why I preach the gospel of Christ. The love of God in me loves you. I don't know how to explain it. I could not tell you why or how. But I want you to win Him. I have a passion and desire for your life. Of the vision of Jesus Christ for you. No, it's not the word of the Lord for you today. It's the word of the Lord for your life. It's what He wants you to be to Him. It was the very ultimate purpose of why He so freely went to that cross and so gladly held the nails in place, so gladly put the wood together. By Him all things consist and hold together. That He so gladly freely shed His blood, that He so gladly became sin for you. Father, I'm going to bring many sons to glory. But I remember a long time ago you told me, son, it's not good for a man to live alone. My son, you're going to have a wife. And here's the path and here's the plan. And praise be to God, you're going to finish it at that moment. And then you're going to rise from the dead. And praise God, you're going to dwell and you're going to minister. But then you're going to ascend. And you're going to take your place at my right hand. And we're going to send him the comforter. We're going to send him the Spirit of truth, who's going to take the things of mine and he's going to make them yours. He's going to grow them up into all things. He's going to take the very love of Christ and he's going to shed it abroad in their hearts. He's going to increase a wineskin. He's going to call them out from among them to be separate. And they're going to go and they're going to say, so long, I got to get me up on a camel. I got a Holy Spirit that's awaiting and he's taking me to my lover. And it might be just yonder on that next dune. I'm going to light off this camel because I'm going to see him running through the field. And praise be to God, forever we're going to be with him. Now that is a love story. That is what he wants us to be to him. Now we could begin the same way with to him. I'm talking about how immense and how incredible is our God. And that's something we need to know and believe. That if he be for us, who could be against us? That's a question that has no bearing. He's all powerful. By him all things were made. For him all things were made. He has to allow anything to even happen. Praise be to God, he's appointed the wicked for the day of evil. That devil is on a chain. I give that devil no credit because he can't do except what my Lord, the all-powerful God, allows him to do. Know this. I don't need to give him any time. I don't need to give him any recognition. I know many times people will come and I hear them pray and my heart hurts for them. Oh, but half the thing's about the devil. Get thee behind me, Satan. Praise the Lord. You have no presence here. This is the living temple of God. By faith sure is a better place to be, ain't it? See, it's the reality of it all. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, even sin and death. I was rejoicing with you on Wednesday night. Even sin and death, their time's just about up. Oh, they're all taken care of on that cross, but their time is just about up. See, we don't need to get bent out of shape about things, do we? Vengeance is mine. Come on, he deals with them a lot better than you do. Oh, but I just want to give them one. No, turn that other cheek. Do good to them that despitefully use you. It's like pouring, hallelujah, the hot coals. I leave that to my Father now. That was his word. Vengeance is mine. I will repay it, saith the Lord. Let's turn over. We have a little bit of time. Revelation. Let's go to the, what is that, the 20th chapter. Let's go over there. Praise his name. Yeah, the 11th verse. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. See, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And everybody's excited about this earth. You better get excited about heaven. You better get excited about Jesus. As much you try to do for this, there's going to be a new one. All right? Just know the word of God. It really makes you smile and rest and have peace and comfort. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. You a child of God today? You're written right there. Praise God. The Lamb's book of life. You will not stand before that great white throne of judgment. This is the second death, brothers and sisters. Praise God, you're justified. You're seated with him in the heavens. The only thing that needs to be judged is right now what reward you're going to get. Your Father loves you. He wants you to take it all. He wants you to take it all. Come boldly to that throne of grace and take it all, man. Praise be to God. Now, we're talking about the dead. But that's the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. You see, whosoever believeth in him shall never die. You're forever. See, this is the dead. And the sea gave up the dead which is in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Let me tell you something, if you're judged according to your works, you're done. You're done. And death and hell, I love this, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There is a hell and there is a lake of fire. And all I can say, this is some awesome stuff. This is triumphant, brothers and sisters, because justice will be done. See, we do not need to get out of sorts about this stuff. Justice will be done. But see, I want to focus on the two hymn that is the most dear to our hearts today. The one that we really should be interested in is the two hymn that concerns us. And see, Brother David, he scratched the surface, brothers and sisters. He was the man after God's very own heart. But you see, the two hymn to us is exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, riches in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 and 19. And I'll go ahead and read if you'd like to turn there, that's fine. But it says, and all things are of God. See, he really wants us to know this, doesn't he? See, your life is not an accident. Your life was not an oops. Your life is not, well, a happenstance. Your life is ordered of the Lord. Your life is so divine, I can't even express it. Praise God, he's just going to show you in the ages to come how glorious the path to come to him absolutely is and was. Praise his name. But we thank him that we know that all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
He reconciled us. I love one of the meanings of reconciled. There's so much. It's so deep you could never fathom it. But one of them that I think is maybe my favorite, who hath received into favor to himself. I love that. Isn't that just simple? See, through Jesus, God has reconciled to himself, brought us in and received us in favor. Because he's dad. Hallelujah. I always remember, no matter what, when I come to see my natural daddy, he hugged me. He loved me. I could see his eyes dance no matter how ornery I was. He loves his son. And how much more, Heavenly Father, that we've been received into favor. Now it goes on, and hath given us to us the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us the ministry of received into favor. That's our ministry. It's called the grace of God. You know you shouldn't have been received into favor. You know that, praise God, but for your son, every wicked way, I would go that way. Come on, let's just know it. I can't find that way. But grace brought me, praise God, in the way. Wonderful stuff. To wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. The word that we have is we have been received into favor. Now are we the sons of God. Now are we called. Come boldly to the throne of grace. You need it time and time again. Don't leave that place. Stay there. Enjoy it. Enjoy what he's freely given. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Lord, let me just believe what you've given. It's so immense. It's so wonderful. You are so for me. That's all powerful. That's the love of God. That's something that if you'll begin to see and begin to embrace in your life, faith will come. Faith which worketh by love. It's so wonderful how it's so interconnected. That, Lord, I cannot believe the word of God until I receive how freely and simply you love me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And it never stops. And how much do you want the Bible to tell you how much Jesus loves you? It's so awesome. A child of the King. Praise the Lord, you love me like that? That praise God that your blood was shed for me. Hallelujah. But that was only the beginning. It was only the start. My friend. Oh my goodness. My father. Hallelujah. Sticketh closer than a brother. But praise the Lord. Even my lover. To him. Stay with it. To him. See, the plan was to bring many sons to glory. To bring them to glory. Just another name for the I am for Jesus. To him. Amen? Amen. See, he's a God that's about himself. He likes to be pleased. He's God. And this is his plan. And you know what pleases him? Is increasing his son in you. That's the only thing that does please him. Because it's impossible to please God without faith. Ask Cain. And any and all of those others that have tried to do it on their own or their good works or how I'm going to lock myself in a hole and chant and this and that. Or I remember that one guy I read about was up in a tower and he was going to starve himself and all of these different things and fast until God was going to do something. And they were feeding him for a while and then he stunk so bad they didn't even bring the food up there. Just think how bad he stunk to God. Do you realize how stinky your dirty self-righteousness is? All these plans of how you're going to be of yourself more holy or acceptable to God is an abomination. And it is. No other gospel. Preach no other gospel. That's it. The gospel of the grace of God. It's the power. Hallelujah. It's the power to live. It's the power to love. God help us receive this. Ephesians 1:5. This is you, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. He did that to you. To himself. He wants you. When you gave your heart to him, you're no longer your own. You died. Hallelujah. But Christ liveth in me. That's the beautiful part. Hallelujah. Now, he predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. To him, you want to be to the praise of the glory of his grace? Believe all the word of God. Don't stop short. Don't say that's not for me. Well, my mom saw that, but this is okay. No, it's not. Because I would that all men be saved and come to the full, exact, complete, intimate knowledge of the truth. He wants you to know him. And the thing he wants you to know is his love. To know the love of Christ. And Paul, praise his name, all those years. Pressing. Reaching. Hallelujah. But it wasn't this fleshly battle. It was ceasing from my own works. The battle was, Lord, I'm your workmanship. Amen. The battle, Lord, it wasn't me at all. It was the grace of God that was with me. You know when you get something, it's like when you're in class and something was hard for you a long time. I remember geometry, algebra, man, I thought I might as well go on a space mission. But then you'd get it. And you just smile. See, I see that. I'm thankful how the Holy Spirit takes us into the Word of God. And I finally say, I see that. It's mine. You took that and gave it to me. It's mine. No one can take that from me. It's mine. And we're seeing these things, brothers and sisters, and God is bringing us into that room that's so immense. He's walking us through all the land of the promises that are yea and amen to you. They're not meant for the guy across the pew or the one over here that had been going to church longer than you. No. Now are we the sons of God. He sees you as his son now. He's without respect or a person. Let him love on you. But brothers and sisters, I love this message. I love reading Paul's epistles. And I'm grateful to God he brings us into this and the pattern he's weaving in our lives. And you read about redeeming power. You read about the blood of the Lamb. But there's always the urging. Be glorified together with Jesus Christ. Believe what he wants for you. Don't shy away from that. We're getting to the end of this verse. To whom be glory forever. I'm going to jump a little bit ahead and we'll go back a little bit. But do you know what to whom really means? It's a shared word. It didn't say to who be the glory forever. It's whom. And in the Greek, the word is a shared glory. And he said, if you'll suffer with me, you'll reign with me. And he also said, to be glorified together with me. You know, the word of God means something. It really does. And why do you pass over something like that? Why do you just read it over and over and say, well, that's great. No, that's me he's talking to. See, that's the difference. That's great. Or that's me. Amen? Amen. Now, come on. We're a little tired thinking about picnic. We'll be there. We'll be there. The fellowship will come, and it'll even be sweeter as we yield to what he's saying today. But brothers and sisters, I'm thankful that the grace of God has given us an ear to hear what the Spirit saith. That's the beauty of it all. And I'm thankful that some time back that I heard the Spirit say Jesus Christ is going to have a bride. And I'm so thankful to God that he was talking to me. Wasn't that a wonderful day? I saw eyes just light up. If your eye just light up today, praise be to God. But he's talking to me. Jesus Christ is going to have a bride and he's talking to me. Son, I want you. Son, I want you. And I told you I was coming out of a stinky dance hall at that time. That moment, in the parking lot. He should have just had me run over by 6-7 cars, shouldn't he have? Being the big guy, wolfhound, whatever you want to say, there I was. And every step just got heavier and heavier. By the time I put my hand on that car door, I was on my knees speaking with him in that heavenly language. And I knew exactly what he said. Son, I want you to marry me. Son, I know that you know this. I know that you've heard this. I know this has been something that's been entertaining you. I want you to enter in. It's time. And I can't explain it. From that moment forward, it all changed. It all changed. What he wanted me to be to his son. 2 Corinthians 11:2, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. See, he was telling me at that moment. I get jealous when you go there. I'm jealous over you. Son, you're not your own. I bought you. You're mine. Now I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. It's a pattern to him. Amen? Now, this is the first love. Praise be to God. A chaste virgin to Christ. And we, again, can just skim over this. But brothers and sisters, even in this passage, he is speaking here to brothers and sisters in Christ. He's speaking here to people that love him. He's speaking here to people that are zealous for him, just like he's speaking here today to those same ones. But what was happening to these brothers and sisters is they were being content and really complacent, is really the word, with the good and acceptable will of God. Wonderful stuff. They were enjoying it. But they were letting the perfect will of God slip right through their fingers. See, the perfect is the completion. The perfect is to be filled with all the fullness of God. And it was so wonderful how the Lord kept dealing with my heart into this. And praise be to God, a chaste virgin to him. And I love the meaning of this word chaste. In this meaning, it means the virgin with exciting exuberance. I don't make this stuff up. I promise you. This is, you couldn't. It's the word of God, and it just dances off the page right into your heart. But the chaste virgin is the virgin with exciting exuberance. See, she's not caught up in herself. She's exciting, exuberant about him. And then it even gets sweeter, as he only does. There's another meaning of this. The chaste virgin is the immaculate one. Oh, that's a big one. People go, whoa. What do you say? I'm just reading you the word of God. You can go look this up. You can go see it in the Greek. But that ain't even going to really help you anyways. You're going to need to believe it. It's what the word of God says. See, she is the immaculate one to him. She has taken on the crown, the exalted rank of righteousness to him. And you know why? Because he is the immaculate one to her. He's not just the I am afar off. He's the I am of my heart. He's the I am of who I am. He's the to whom be glory forever. Amen. Praise God, this is what we share. Brothers and sisters, he wants you to be a joint heir of Christ. He wants you to jointly rule and reign with him. Go to Romans 8, rejoice in it. Get on your knees and ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, let me believe this. He wants you to be jointly glorified together with him. He wants you to be seated in the midst of the throne with him. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Ephesians 5:27, that he might present it to himself, to him. A glorious church. We're getting beyond now. Without spot or wrinkle. Oh yes. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But that it should be holy and without blemish. The innumerable multitude, brothers and sisters, that is seen before the throne. That the Lord has to wipe their tear from their eyes, is a group that has become comfortable with the familiar. They're satisfied with milk. And the Lord is preaching to you and calling out to you, take the meat of the gospel of Christ. Take the meat of the gospel of Christ. You take the meat of the gospel of Christ, and you will be partakers of his suffering. But in partakers of his suffering, when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. He wants to present you to himself as the bride, the Lamb's wife. And I leave you with the glorious, not thought, but the reality of the place that Christ wants for you. Because in that city, brothers and sisters, there is no need of the sun. Do you know that in that city there's not going to be any need of the sun? Neither of the moon to shine in it for the glory of God. For the glory of God. The glory of God did lighten it. Oh, show me that new Jerusalem. Show me that bride, the Lamb's wife. Oh, there she is. There she is. Descending from heaven, having the glory of God. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. The woman is the glory of man, to the praise of the glory of his grace. And I will make known to them, I will make known that I have loved thee. Yes, Lord. Oh, let's just stand and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Oh. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh.
glory, 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 glory. Praise you, Jesus.
Isaac wasn't the only one waiting. Father Abraham was waiting. As the Father, our Heavenly Father, waits as the bride is being prepared for His Son, Jesus, the Christ of God. Be ready. Be ready in an hour when we think not. The coming of the Lord is near.
Father, we thank you and are so grateful for the presence of the Lamb. We're just grateful, Lord, how you come and you minister to us so freely. Lord, the simplicity that's in the gospel of Christ, Lord, let it just become more simple. Lord, and it's all going to be by faith. Lord, thank you that the just, hallelujah, shall live by faith. Lord, we're a people that you have caused by grace. Lord, we just are coming boldly today. And God, thank you. We want to please you. Father, we simply want to please you. And I thank you today that we have pleased you. We have entered in, Lord, to what you've freely given this morning. We have come in together, Lord God, because of the oneness in Christ. Lord, it's because of Christ in us. Hallelujah. You are the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Your life in us is everything, Lord Jesus. God, we're your inheritance, Lord Jesus. It pleased you, Lord God, to reveal your Son in us. And Lord, it's becoming more apparent and more bold in the saints. And Lord, as we go today and we fellowship in this picnic that God willing you will give to us, let us just love. Let our fellowship be in the gospel of Christ. May we just enjoy the love of God. May we settle down as the sons and dwell together in the marriage that you have called us into, to truly be ones that love the head and the body the same. How can we say we love Christ whom we have not seen when we do not love our brother whom we've seen? God help us. Let us be vessels that are fulfilled with that precious law that ye love one another. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.